The Intelligence Committee also interviewed President Obama's former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes today. Some Republicans have called on investigators to probe whether or not the Obama administration top officials inappropriately unmasked members of the Trump team. Is that a serious question that you're pursuing now, or is it, as some have suggested, a political sideshow?
It really is a sideshow. There are always questions you can ask about any of the procedures that are used by the intelligence community, but we see no evidence of any malicious unmasking. The origin of this wolf was, like most problems these days, a presidential tweet in which the president said he was illegally wiretapped by Barack Obama. Now, when the agency said that's nonsense, they moved to the fallback. Okay, maybe he wasn't wiretapped at Trump Tower. Maybe what happened is we were eavesdropping on foreigners and we incidentally collected, and there was something malicious about that. There was no evidence of any malice, no backdoor surveillance. So then they moved on to yet another theory, and that is, well, names were improperly or politically unmasked. There's been no evidence of any politics involved in unmasking. So, it has unfortunately consumed a lot of time without much purpose, except, I think, to distract from our focus. And we, for our part, are determined not to lose focus. We're going to continue investigating the Russian interference in our affairs.